Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Daniel White, the third in San Antonio, Texas, today with the Scripture and the Sense podcast number 268, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary of Dallas Theological Seminary, or the Matthew Henry Commentary, or some other great commentary source written by gifted theologians. Today, beloved, we are reading Hosea chapter 5, verse 11, and may I say to you, please do not underestimate the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible. It is a powerful thing. Holy Father God, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from your Holy Word and by your Holy Spirit, and help us to apply it to our lives and to share it with others. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Hosea chapter 5, verse 11. Ephraim is oppressed and broken in judgment because he willingly walked after the commandment. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Hosea chapter 5, verse 11. Now here is the sense of it. The Bible Knowledge Commentary says, according to verses 11 through 14, judgment had already begun. Ephraim was oppressed and trampled. Again, Hosea alluded to a covenant curse. This judgment may refer to the Assyrian invasion of 733 BC. However, Israel's troubles were ultimately attributable to her own sin, not to Assyrian imperialism. The word idols is a conjecture, for the Hebrew word is obscure. Man's command is a highly unlikely translation. The word is possibly a corruption of vanity or filth. The reference is probably to false gods. The Hebrew literally reads, for he persistently walked after vanity, filth. The idiom walk after, translated follow, appears elsewhere, with false little g gods as an object. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6 years,